Thank you and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome all of you to our conference call this morning. We wish all of you a healthy and successful start into 2021. The underlying presentation for the call has been published this morning at 7:30 A.M. CET on our homepage. Today, we released the statement for the first nine months of financial year 2020-2021. We're going to present the highlights of this period and revisit our full year guidance that has been published 14th of December 2020. Following the call, we're going to answer your questions. A recording of this call will be available on our homepage shortly after the call. Now let me hand over to Südzucker CFO, Thomas Kölbl.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, also a warm welcome from my side and a happy and healthy 2021 for all of you. We all hope to experience a normalization in regard to private and business environments during this year. As mentioned by Nikolai, I would like to give you a brief overview about the business performance in the first nine months of financial year 2020-2021, and details about the change in our guidance for financial year 2021, which has been published on 14th of December. Let me start with the highlights of the first nine months results on page four. First of all, let me point out once again that unfortunately, the corona pandemic is not over and still shows different issues and dynamics in regions as well as in business areas every day. Since mid of October, with the renewed implementation of lockdown measures, we have to face negative issues again. Therefore, I will repeat again and again that the diversified portfolio supports us with a certain stability. Quarter three performance was negatively influenced by the second lockdown from mid of October onwards. Therefore, the earnings improvement in quarter three has been below our expectations. The overall development in the first nine months confirmed the general earnings improvement in business year 2021, especially in these exceptional times. Group revenues came in on previous year's level. Group EBITDA was up at 22%, totaling 431 million euro for our non-sugar operations. Group operating result was up by 73%, also cash flow increased significantly by 34%. EPS came in at -0.56 against -0.42 the year before. Net financial debt end of November 2020 came in on previous year's level, an adjusted deleverage improvement of over 300 million euro against last year. Now, let's have a first look into the segmental performance on page five before we get into more detail segment by segment. Group revenues came in on previous year's level. Revenues decreased slightly in segment CropEnergies, while segment Special Products showed a moderate increase. Segment Sugar and Fruit reached last year's level. Group operating results showed a strong increase. The increase was driven by a loss reduction in segment Sugar, significant earnings improvements in segment CropEnergies, and a moderate earnings increase in segment Special Products. Segment Fruit showed a moderate earnings decrease. Let's continue with segment Sugar on page seven. Let me start with a revisit of our view on the global sugar market. In its latest update, beginning of January 2021, FOLICT has confirmed its deficit expectation for sugar marketing year 2019-2020 with 5.5 million tons, which is still reflecting a massive deficit. Does also reflect the corona-driven temporary lower consumption. The stock-to-use ratio is expected to drop from 44%-41%. It is important to note that it contains a realized switch from ethanol to sugar production in Brazil. For the current sugar marketing year 2020-2021, FOLICT has increased its deficit forecast once again from 3.0 million-3.8 million tons, which would lead to another decrease of the stock-to-use ratio down to 38%. we still confirm the generally positive fundamental global market environment for the next 18 months. Let's have a look at the European sugar market environment on page 8. The European market has changed into a net importer status since campaign 2018, which has already led with a time lag to a first positive price step in October 19. The expectation of a continued net importer status also beyond October 20 has led to a confirmation of the European spot price level, despite some temporary softness in light of the corona-driven demand weakness. The increasing market focus on the difficult harvest season 2020, in light of the beet yellow virus and other factors negatively impacting sugar yields, in combination with a certain support from a more robust world market pricing, has led to a positive European sugar price development most recently. In its December update, the EU has significantly reduced the European beet sugar production forecast for campaign 2020 from about 17 million tons to only 15.7 million tons. This reflects also Südzucker's perspective. Since H1, we have publicly stated such a scenario as a potential risk. Now, it is materializing more and more. There are several negative consequences out of this situation that led to the adjusted sugar earnings outlook for fiscal 2021. First, much higher idle costs due to lower utilization. Second, lower demand due to second lockdown and intensified lockdown measures across Europe. Third, less available spot volumes to take benefit from sugar price increase. Originally, we planned to contract 80% in the first place and to leave about 20% open for spot and contracts to be negotiated later on. Fourth, lower sugar production leads to lower sales volume and consequently lower sugar revenues and gross margin contribution. Fifth, higher corona costs linked to measures to secure the health of our employees and to secure a continued production availability. Let me now turn into the concrete development in segment sugar in the first 9 months on page 9. Revenues in segment sugar came in on last year's level. The development is marked by lower sales volumes, mainly due to the drought-driven lower sugar production in campaign 2019 and higher sugar sales revenues. During the course of the first 9 months of business year 2021, we have observed a lower demand from our industrial customers over time in light of the corona pandemic, which is more than offsetting the retail hoarding effects. Operating loss was significantly reduced from minus 146 to minus 80 million euro. The improvement is mainly driven by sugar price increases at the beginning of sugar marketing year 1920 and 2021. So far, these improvements more than compensate for lower sales volumes, higher production costs, and lower capacity utilization in light of the increasingly worsening harvest expectation. The currently still running campaign and resulting sugar output is again strongly influenced by the continued drought and additional pest damages. The growing area is reduced by 12%. And we expect an average campaign length of about 106 days against 114 days of last year, strongly below our targeted utilization of about 125 days. Therefore, the resulting overall sugar output from beet is expected at 3.5 million tons against 4.3 million tons 1 year ago. This means another 300,000 tons less sugar output against our expectation at the beginning of October 2020. Let me continue the segment special products on page 10. After a very successful year 2019-20, our original target was to repeat this success. Following a good start into business year and a continuation of this performance in quarter two, we decided to raise the outlook for segment special products. Now, in light of the second lockdown resulting in some weakness in quarter three, we decided to adjust our target again. I will come back on this at the end of the presentation. Now to the concrete performance in quarter three. The first 9 months, revenues grew by 5%, supported by higher sales volumes following the starch production capacity extension. Effects from the corona pandemic varied in regard to the different product categories and timing during the period. In this light, operating result decreased by 8% in quarter three and increased 8% after 9 months accumulated. The ongoing positive revenues development more than compensated for the cost increase. Positive implications from the ethanol price recovery since the price collapse at the beginning of the year have been realized. But during quarter three, we had to face a corona-driven burden for product groups with higher margins. Let me now turn to segment Crop Energy from page 11. Revenues were down by 4% following a corona-driven lower demand and a substantial price decline at the beginning of the business year. Ethanol prices significantly recovered in quarter two. In light of the renewed lockdown situation during quarter three, ethanol prices decreased again, but on 9 month basis were still above last year's average for the same period. This partially compensated for lower sales volumes and lower byproduct sales revenues. In general, the operating result development followed the revenues development over the course of the first three quarters. Quarter two showed a significant earnings increase, which slowed down in quarter three. Lower raw material costs partially compensated for lower byproduct sales revenues. The average ethanol market price in the first 9 months was with 607 euro per cubic meter on previous year's level. In quarter three, 665 versus 603. And in December, the average ethanol price was 519 euro per cubic meter against 687 euro per cubic meter in December 2019. In January, we saw a very weak start, but prices have recovered to above 500 euro per cubic meter. Let's move on to the segment fruit on page 12. Revenues came in on previous year's level. Fruit preparation showed an overall stable performance. Fruit juice concentrate came in on above last year's level in light of higher sales revenues despite lower sales volumes. Operating result improved in quarter three, but is still below last year's level on accumulated 9 month basis. We observe a fruit juice concentrates margin decrease in light of higher raw material costs from the 2019 campaign and burden from significantly lower sales volumes. In fruit preparations, slightly lower sales volumes and lower margins have been more than compensated by cost savings. Let me now turn to the main point in the P&L on pages 14 and 15. The equity result came in at minus 125 million euro against minus 58 million euro 1 year ago. While special products contribution increased from 11 to 16 million euro, sugar contribution got worse against last year from minus 69 to minus 141 million euro. It is mainly due to the negative contribution from Südzucker's 35% participation in EDNF MAN. Quarter three numbers reflect EDNF MAN's contribution as of business year end of September 2020. On the one hand, it contains the ongoing profitable trading business. On the other hand, it comprises the overall negative net loss for the year in light of the corona-driven postponement of the targeted implementation of a strategic realignment. Additionally, Südzucker has written down its participation. The new book value of 89 million euros reflects the Südzucker share of the remaining book value of EDNF MAN. The financial result came in at minus 37 million euro. It contains the net interest expense of minus 18 million euro and the other financial result of minus 19 million euro. The increase in the other financial result is mainly marked by a depreciation of a minority stake in a French sugar plant in quarter two. Let's continue on page 15. Taxes on income increased to €61 million after €47 million in the same period last year. It is again distorted by the development in segment sugar, for which there was no recognition of deferred taxes. Earnings per share came in at -€0.56 against -€0.42 in the prior year. As the negative at equity impact is a non-cash event, it is worth mentioning that the cash flow per share came in at €1.90 against €1.40 in the prior year. Let me now turn to the cash flow, working capital and investment development on page 17. Cash flow increased substantially by €95 million to €378 million, representing 7.4% of revenues. Cash inflow of €160 million from decline in working capital was mainly due to the sale of sugar inventories during the first 9 months. Previous year, cash outflow was €41 million. CapEx decreased by 14% after 9 months. Let me now illustrate the main movements in the balance sheet on page 19. Net financial debt end of November reached as expected prior year's level and is down €210 million against end of February 2020. Total investments and earnings distribution were fully financed from cash flow and the cash inflow due to the reduction of the working capital. The strong reduction of working capital includes the closure of 4 sugar factories after campaign 2019 and will be a sustainable financing advantage. Gearing is at 39%. Equity ratio with 43% is still very solid. Let me now turn to the outlook on pages 21 to 25. Ladies and gentlemen, coming now to the projections for fiscal 2021. First of all, let me set the framework for our guidance, which has been adjusted 14th of December. So there's only 1 quarter to go. It is important to note that in view of the ongoing corona pandemic and the high volatility in all segments, the forecast is still marked by some uncertainty. Having said that, group revenues should now come in at €6.6 to €6.8 million and operating results should now reach €190 to €240 million. In segment sugar now, we expect revenues to decline slightly. We were not able to fully achieve the targeted price increase for contracts as well as for open volumes. Following bud harvests in 19 and 20 and overall lower corona-driven demand, we see a sharper than expected drop in sales volume. On the one hand, we realize a higher pricing level and first material cost savings out of the restructuring plan. On the other hand, there are higher raw material costs and significantly higher production costs in light of a low factory utilization and another worsening of 2020 harvest expectations. In this light, we have also adapted our operating result outlook. Now we expect an earnings range of -150 to -110 million euro. We continue to expect the second half year result to improve significantly compared to the same period last year. Let me clearly stress that this would still mark a very strong earnings improvement against fiscal 2019-20. So far about segment sugar. As mentioned earlier, in light of a more difficult quarter three, special products is now expected to show slightly higher revenues and a slightly lower operating result with an increase in depreciation. Already since mid of October, we have observed negative effects from the renewed lockdowns in Europe. This leaves us also with some uncertainties for the remaining 3 months, especially for the sales, price and raw material development. As segment special products, segment Crop Energies had to adjust its forecast in light of the renewed lockdown in Europe on 14th of December. Revenues are now expected to reach €765 to €795 million. The operating result is now expected to reach €95 to €110 million. We still would confirm last year's record earnings level. Also, segment fruits outlook had to be adjusted. Revenues are expected now to grow slightly, and operating result came in on last year's level. Let me now turn to page 22. The EBITDA range of 550 to 600 million euro mirrors the strong increase of operating profit. Investments in fixed assets are expected below previous year's level at around 300 million euro. In this light, we still see the ratio of net financial debt to EBITDA significantly decrease against last year's figure. Let me now turn to page 24. Let me summarize my presentation highlighting three important points. Firstly, diversification strongly helps to successfully weather the corona storm. Secondly, we still expect a significant earnings improvement despite the reduced outlook for segment sugar and all uncertainties linked to the corona pandemic. And thirdly, the temporary corona-driven demand dent in segment sugar is bolstered by a strong non-sugar performance. Let me finish my presentation on page 25. On this last page, I would like to share with you our thoughts about the structural cash flow. Despite all uncertainties, it illustrates in particular the expected strong earnings improvement in segment sugar. In this light, we clearly reiterate that this sets the starting point for a deleverage phase in 2021, leading to a significant improvement of respective financial ratios. So the group confirms significant earnings improvement in fiscal 2020-2021. Thank you all for your attention, and we are ready to take your questions.
Thank you, Mr. Kirk. Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your speech, Mr. Kirkel. I would now hand it back to the operator to open up the floor for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And the first question is from the line of Oliver Schwarz of Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a couple of questions, mostly related to sugar. Firstly, Mr. Kobel, you stated that production costs were higher compared to 2019-20. I could very well understand unit costs being higher, but production costs in absolute terms being higher, I don't really understand. You have lower personnel. You have lower raw materials, so the energy consumption should be lower. So what's driving production costs up? Will we do that one by one, or should I put all my questions with you first?
First of all, I will quickly answer this question. We are talking about cost per unit.
Okay.
That is the main point.
Okay. Second one is regarding sugar. You stated that your sugar volumes fell short of your expectations. If you compare that with your contractual obligations in your annual or multi-annual contracts, will you have enough sugar to fulfill all those contractual obligations until the 1st of October in this year, or might you be forced to source sugar from outside vendors to fulfill your contractual obligations?
I can make it quick. No, we have no need to further, let me say, throw sugar. But clearly the negative is, as I said in my presentation, that the original plan was to fix 80% and to have 20% open for spot and contracts and for peers maybe with higher prices. Now we are more or less in a situation that close to 100% is fixed. But the more important point is that we can deliver all our contracts.
Okay, very well. And lastly, I wanted to check how much of your current contracts are on an annual basis and how many are multi-annual, so biannual or even longer than that.
You can say, roughly 90% are annual contracts and 10% are in the area of spot contracts. And important is in this 90% annual contracts, there's still a portion of long-term contracts which are phasing out in the remaining months of fiscal 2021.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Alex Sloan of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Alex Sloan from Barclays here. I'd just like to ask a question just in terms of the medium term outlook for sugar profitability and what actions you might need to take that are under kind of your control. I guess when you benchmark your sugar output, you know, versus peers, do you think there's a scope for further rationalization of sites and might that be required to ultimately get sugar profitability back to a level where returns exceed cost of capital? Thanks.
Clearly, I think first of all, fiscal 2020-21 was for the sugar segment really exceptional year. First of all, we have the negative influences of the corona pandemic in two quarters in our fiscal, in the quarter one as well as in quarter four. First point. Second point, it was also an exceptional year due to the, let me say, harvest situation we have to face. And that we have when we are look about a normalization midterm, etc., that has to be in mind that are negative factors which nobody has on the radar screen at the beginning of the calendar year 2020 or also the year before. That is the first point. So from a midterm profitability view, this is not a normal starting point to look forward. And the second point, when you make, the comparison to peers, Südzucker is in the execution of our restructuring plan and our administration cost saving plan. The positive elements of those restructuring measurements will kick in or are kicking in now from October 2020 onwards going forward. And that are, let me say, the main points when you look on peers and you have also to have in mind that every company has different setups in let me say, raw material pricing, raw material contracts, etc. But that only to mention the main points, and that also summing up all these factors together, we will see a further improvement over time in the profitability of our sugar operations, and clearly that will also bring a narrowing to peer groups.
Okay, thanks.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. And we have a follow-up question from Oliver Schwartz. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my additional question. When turning to the special product segment, And looking at profitability levels here with operating margins declining by 8.2%, I am very well aware that you related to COVID-19 effects on earnings and sales, but still trying to grasp the underlying mechanics here. I can very well understand Porsche Tech not contributing anything to earnings or even a negative number, given the circumstances. However, we should have seen higher volumes in starch, given the number of Amazon parcels sending out to each and everyone. We should have seen a fair share of earnings from Beneo, given that people might be more keen to eat at home and use those products to supplement their food. And especially Freiberger should have had a run due to the high demand for frozen pizzas. But still, earnings have been trending down in Q3. Could you please elaborate on that development? Thank you.
I think you have made a great job in elaborating things. You are fully right. Porsche Pack is the division which has clearly the highest problems with these influences from the pandemic, with the let me say Horeca approach, food service approach. Clearly, it is a highly profitable division in normal years. But in that year, we miss here the profit contribution. That what you said to Freiberger, this is the contrast, is yes, here we have a really good development, sales volume development, but clearly also here with some extra costs to keep the factories running, etc. But here clearly a good development. Beneo here in this division we have a mixed picture about the several products. For example, for the high price products, we see a calming down in volumes, clearly due to the high pricing of the products, and so here we have a mixed picture, and for starch here the same situation. You mentioned clearly paper industry, clearly, but there are also other sectors in which our specialty starches are we deliver in. And there are also sectors which have really clearly, or our customer base has negative influences from the corona pandemic. And in starch, we have also to have clearly in mind that a big portion of profitability is linked to the ethanol pricing. And here we have in Q3 and also for the outlook set a more clearly cautious approach going forward.
Thank you.
The next question is from Christian Ryan of Bank of America Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Can you just talk about your target for the ratings given the negative outlooks right now, your longer-term target for the ratings, and then also a target for deleveraging over the next year? Thank you.
Clear. Our main goal over years, you can say decades, is to keep a solid investment grade rating, and the company is really doing everything over the last 24 months to keep that situation, and also doing everything for the next quarters to come in more safe territory, investment grade rating. And clearly is, as said, that our clear aim is to bring absolute net debt down, but more important is to improve a net debt to EBITDA or net debt to cash flow ratio, as we will deliver clearly in 2020-21.
Got it. Thank you.
A final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. And there are no more questions at this time. I hand back to Nikolai for closing comments.
Okay, thank you for your time today, and thank you for your questions and your participation today in our conference call. We wish you all, as said at the beginning of the call, a very good start into the current year. And as Mr. Koebel said, hopefully very quickly we turn into a more normalized situation across all of our lives. And yeah, again, thank you for your time. And if you have additional questions, just don't hesitate to call me or to give us a quick message. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.